the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. A few years ago, a Boise State University student uploaded a video on TikTok. He took what he called a cocoa bomb, put it in a cup, and poured hot water over it. And as he did, the little ball of chocolate sprang open, and marshmallows and hot chocolate mix popped out, filling the cup with yummy goodness. That video went viral, and suddenly Eric Torres Garcia had thousands of dollars of orders and a new cocoa bomb business. And now he's got his own manufacturing plant, and he's turned this into an Idaho success story. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi there. Thanks for having me, everyone. Glad to be here today.
Where did you get the idea for a cocoa bomb?
Yeah, so it kind of goes into a long story, but I'll try to cover most of the highlights. So back when I was at Boise State, I studied abroad for 1 year during my junior year. I'm an international business major, and I went abroad to Italy, studied 2 semesters, one in Verona, one in Torino. And one of the things that I saw during my time abroad were these really awesome Kinder eggs. We sort of have a similar concept here in the States, but the European version is different from the US version. So in Europe, you have this sort of hollow chocolate egg. And on the inside, you break it open and, you know, there's this little toy you put together. And it's this fun little gift, you know, that kids love, adults love. You eat the chocolate, and then you have this on the inside. Here in the States, you can't really have that toy. It's a choking hazard. But I thought that concept was super cool. They really played around with it a lot during the year, too. So during Easter, they, you know, blew them up into even bigger sizes. And you'd have this huge Easter egg the size of your head or even bigger with something on the inside. And that concept just, you know, I loved it. I thought it was super cool, but couldn't put anything non-edible on the inside. So long story short, kind of just played around with some ideas. And this was back in the day when I was just out of college, trying to figure out my life, what I was going to do next. I was living with a friend, and I remember just kind of in the back of my mind, I had this. I was like, okay, like maybe now's the time to do it. I wasn't doing anything that day, you know, $15 probably to my name. I was, you know, just figuring out what I was going to do next. And so I went out and I spent that money on chocolate, marshmallows, you know, a bunch of different things that I could make this sort of sphere with. Started putting stuff together. I got this one prototype, looked really cool. And then I took a video of it. And it's so funny because on the original video, I realized that I forgot to take the plastic mold off of the chocolate, but it still worked. So I ended up fusing the two halves together. Somehow they stuck together, poured the hot milk over it. And, you know, it broke open really cool. Little marshmallows rose to the top. And I used that video to post to like my social media pages, got some attention, but it didn't really convert to sales. What I ended up doing was built a website for free on Shopify, uploaded 3 different flavors, figured out some price points, and then re-uploaded the video, as you had mentioned earlier, just on a social media platform that was just up and coming then. And really the next thing that happened was it just started getting a ton of views, went viral, linked my website, and from there the orders just kept rolling and rolling in. It was a crazy experience. People loved it. People continue to love it. And you know, yeah, now fast forward a couple of years later, we're in our own manufacturing facility out in Blackfoot, Idaho.
That is amazing. Okay, so, and strangely enough, when I was in the bookstore a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. I found your book, Cocoa Bombs.
Oh yeah.
Which tells you how to make these, it's got recipes and step-by-step instructions, yep. How to make your own. And we're talking about hot chocolate mostly, but this is, I can't tell you how many kinds there are: dark chocolate, Irish coffee, Mexican cinnamon, pumpkin spice, s'mores, caramel, gingerbread, butterscotch, apple crisp, cocoa bombs. I mean, you've just got a ton of these. And it seems like.
Yeah, so that was also a really fun thing that happened throughout the start to where we are now. I was reached out to by a publishing company to just write like a book, and that has always been a goal of mine. So when the opportunity presented itself, I jumped right on it. It was so funny because I remember getting the inquiry sometime around February, didn't really pay much attention to it. And then I think March or April kind of came around. I was like, oh, maybe this looks like something fun I could do. So I replied. I was like, oh, hey, is this still on the table? I'd love to do it. And they said, yes, it is. But, we've kind of spent some time without a response. So if you want to do it, you're going to have to write this whole book in less than 30 days. Pictures, recipes, all this stuff. And I was like, oh my goodness. And like, can you do it? And I was like, well, I could try. And they're like, you're gonna have to do it if you want to commit to this or not. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. So it was a lot of fun. I ended up overcoming that challenge. We had to come up with a couple of different recipes, and the way that the book explains it is basically like at home cocoa bombs using molds that you can find online, through our website as well. And it's basically a very homemade method. It uses different manufacturing processes than we do, but it's a very fun way to make your own items, gift them. A lot of the flavors that we have in the book were inspired from our flavors that we sell in different stores on our website. And it's a fun thing to do, during the holidays, date night, winter, as winter and fall come around. It was a really fun book to write. And I know a lot of people enjoy, especially during the holiday seasons.
Well, you mentioned your manufacturing plant in Blackfoot. You're employing a lot of people. You're bringing a lot of customers to your website online. We've got about a minute left. I've heard you say that this business gives you a chance to give back to your family. How important is that?
Yeah, so I think for me it's very important, mainly because I grew up with a lot of support from my parents, from my siblings as well. Being the oldest, I was this role model for them. Being a first generation college student also put a lot of weight on my shoulders. And I think for me, just to be able to overcome a lot of the adversities first generation and especially first generation Latino students face. It was a way for me to, like doing all this is definitely something not, how do I say this? It's very eye-opening, I guess, in the sense that this is something you can do if you put your mind to it. Studying abroad, changed my life completely. I don't know where I would be without that. I definitely would not be doing this. Opening this business and especially manufacturing facility out in Blackfoot, it's a way to, for me to, continue to be a role model for my siblings, support, my family, and also support my local community by providing jobs, besides, agricultural, which is a huge thing out in Blackfoot, but it's also nice, to have different options and be able to provide those opportunities to the people of Idaho and of Blackfoot especially.
Wow, we've been speaking with Eric Torres Garcia, the president and owner of Cocoa Bombs Inc. Eric, I want to thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me on, you guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.